you have the choice. You are responsible because you have the choice. That's why we are talking about responsibility. Yes.
Bakhtalin became an ignorant inquirer in order that he might make the ignorant acquainted with this mystery. Let us too feign ourselves to be ignorant thereof and elicit the answer to it as strangers. The ass sellers became rivals to one another in order that they might open the way to the contract. Then God spoke unto him, saying, O you who possess the most excellent, since you have asked, come, hear the answer. O Moses, sow some seed in the earth, that you yourself may render justice to this.
Ah, okay. Moses explained this complication, this and that and that. At the end, God said, you want to hear the answer? It's as simple as this. Drop some seed in the earth. Then we talk about it. Yes.
When Moses had sown and the seed corn was complete and its ears had gained beauty and symmetry, he took the sickle and was cutting that. Then a voice from the unseen reached his ear, crying, Why do you sow and tend some seed corn and are cutting it when it is attained to perfection?
Yeah, you silly fellow. You remember how long it took for this plant to grow, and now you're cutting it? Wasn't this the same question Moses had from the God? You create the people and they die. You do this and it doesn't work, all of that. It's like this. I told you, I'm cultivating something in you. I started with asma, ba'damahul asma, the words. Because from that moment, suddenly you were connected like this. Before talking, we were just animals. When talking came, improved. When talking came, something bad happened. No? When talking started, privacy started to be ruined. No more privacy. Before that, no animal knows what's going in the head of the other animal. Everybody is private. But open your mouth, then I tell you who you are. Because we're talking. Oh, the privacy that today everybody is begging for it, that they don't know that. It doesn't exist anymore. In cyberspace, there is no privacy, because private fellow doesn't count in that space. It's a public space. Privacy started to be ruined then, and nobody knew it. It's always like this. Good and bad are mixed together. Yes.
He replied, O Lord, I destroy and lay it low, because straw is here and grain. The grain is not suitable in the straw barn. The straw likewise is bad in the wheat barn. It is not wisdom to mix these two. It makes necessary separation and winnowing. He said, From whom did you gain this knowledge, so that by means of the knowledge you did construct a threshing floor? He replied, You, O God, gave me discernment. He said, Then how should I not have discernment? Amongst the created beings are pure spirits. There are spirits dark and muddy.
Yeah, this is what it is. Is it okay? This lecture you gave me, Moses, about you doing this and that, how did you get it? Is that you taught me? That I teach this to you, but I don't know it myself. Because your question was this. You're questioning my action. If this action you're doing it is logical, and I got you, so I know what I'm doing. Yes?
These shells are not in one grain. In one is the pearl, and in another the bead. It is necessary to make manifest this good and evil, just as to make manifest the wheat from the straw. These creatures of the world are for the purpose of manifestation, to the end that the treasure of providences may not remain
hidden. What was that? These creatures of the world
are for the purpose of manifestation, to the end that the treasure of providences may not remain hidden.
All was prepared for this complicated sentence. That, first of all, creation of this existence, this universe, is for showing something, for something to appear. That's why everything is created. What is that stuff that should appear? That stuff that should appear is not clear yet, so it's hidden. What do we call the hidden stuff? The treasure. Remember, this is what I'm talking about. There is this treasure here underneath all the logic. Everything, we human beings are here to make that one visible. And we do it together. All of us, we have to work together because we are good and bad, both. So we have to work on this. Why? Because do you remember we asked God that, why did you create us? He said, because I was a hidden treasure and I wanted to be discovered by you silly people. This is what it is. And it's successful, isn't it? It's only a couple of thousand of years that we are just talking and blah, blah, blah. And you see, we learn a lot and we learn more and more and more. This is what creation is to us. The logical explanation of creation goes to what? First of all, goes to a lot of complaining and saying this stuff that nobody knows what it is even. We talk about the dark matter and dark energy, we don't know what it is, but we don't like to say we don't know. So we say dark. Okay, dark. We don't know. We know a little bit, logically. But what is the stuff? We realize that there is a hidden treasure which is hidden for us to recover it, to find it. This is why it is hidden. So the process is to find that treasure, which is knowledge, to know it, because the only thing that will bring calmness, happiness, and satisfaction to this animal is what? The animal thinks that if I have a lot, if I'm the most powerful, if I have a long life. We talked about these animals, remember? In all of that, they say this and that and that. But we know that's not it. Here they'll say, listen to Kuntu Kenzan Makfiyan. Listen to him when he say, I was that hidden treasure. Therefore, you know that where is that treasure? It's in you. Bring it out. Make it visible. This is helping the process. So, you should try to discover the heart in you and bring it out. This is the job. Yes?
The last minute. He said, I was a hidden treasure. Listen, do not let your substance be lost. Become manifest.
Don't forget that the thing that we are looking for is not out there. It was not fair if they put something out there for me to find. Where should I start? Now that I know how big it is, where should I start? And why should I look for? That's it. It's not it. It's simple. The thing that you should discover is in you. It's a treasure put in you. Your job is to find it out. And to find it out, you have to dig all the corners of your existence to bring this treasure out. This is the goal. Why? Because, listen to this, yes.
Explaining that the animal spirit and the particular reason and the imagination and the fancy may be compared to buttermilk, while the spirit, which is everlasting, is hidden in this buttermilk, like the butter. Your true substance is concealed in falsehood, like the taste of butter in the taste of buttermilk. Your falsehood is this perishable body. Your truth is that lordly spirit. Here is this buttermilk, the body, is visible and manifest. The butter, the spirit, is perishing and negated within it. Till God send a messenger, a servant, a shaker of the buttermilk in this germ.
Okay. Now he goes to the process of having the butter. How do they get the butter? First of all, they have to change the milk to yogurt, then add water to it. It becomes dough. Then they shake it. The butter comes at the top, and they take it. I have seen this process. It's a very simple stuff. Over there, the question is this, that when you are looking at that dough that you could find now even in Vancouver, and you will drink it, and it tastes good, but it has nothing to do with butter. Butter is hidden in the milk, so they have to isolate it. Here he brings it to say that, okay, your body is that dough, is that mixture. In it, there is butter, but it doesn't show off. You have to put this in a special way and shake it for that butter to come out. The goodness, the essence of love, the essence of beauty is hidden in the people. Nobody knows where and how and why, but we know it's here. Okay, then what can we do? When you go to art school, what are you trying? Trying to understand the beauty, and at the end of it, you will bring out a beauty which is in you. That's what Michelangelo did. All the artists will do. What they do, that beauty we are talking about is here. It's hidden in us. That's the treasure. Yes.
That he may shape with method and skill to the end that I may know that ego was hidden. Or the speech of a servant, which is part of him, enter into the ear of him who is seeking inspiration. The true believer's ear is retaining our inspiration. Such an ear is closely linked to the collar. Just as the infant's ear is filled with its mother's words, it begins to speak articulately. And if the infant have not a right ear, it does not hear its mother's words and becomes a mute. Everyone born deaf has always been dumb, that one who heard from his mother became a speaker. Know that the deaf ear and the dumb man are the result of a certain deficit or defect, for it is not capable of words and being taught.
Why is he so interested?